You're listening to Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM Marquette, also online at WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth, host of Class Eclectic, and I'm joined in the studio with a special guest from one of the student organizations here on the campus of Northern Michigan University. His name is Brandon Sanford, and he is the president of Gonzo Media currently. How's it going so far this morning, Brandon?
It's been a pretty good morning for me. Typical Wednesday so far.
There you go. Perfect. So we're talking about Gonzo Media, and they have stood as a student organization since, I believe, at least the 80s, if not maybe before that. I'm not exactly sure when it started, but I had the privilege of being the president for a little while, so I was a big fan of Gonzo and what it stood for, showing independent, foreign, and avant-garde films, and that tradition still holds true currently this semester. So, Brandon, what can you tell us about the Gonzo Media experience? Maybe what drew you to it?
Well, I've always been like a big fan of the arts. And I find that film has always been like a good form of expression, not only for like people, but like time periods where a lot of people base their films around their childhood or how their country works. And so I find that Gonzo is like a good experience to show people how different people's lives are, not only here in America, but throughout the world and throughout different decades.
Right. That's kind of what drew me to it, too, was the exposure to a lot of different cultures that we maybe don't see. And when you see those films, you kind of get dropped into those cultures sometimes, like watching a Kurosawa film, Ikiru, you kind of get a feel of like World War II, Japan, things like that, that you would have never experienced otherwise. So it's always great to see those different viewpoints that way. What can you tell us about what's on tap for this current semester?
We've got a lot of different fun stuff. I can't remember a lot of it off the top of my head. I know we've got our next performance tomorrow, performance actually, coincidentally enough, which will be fun. And I know later on we have this one film, Buzzard, which was made by like a director who's like from Michigan. So we thought that would be cool to bring something a little close to home for once.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very cool. I don't think in any of my time at Gonzo we had anything that had kind of a local presence to it. That's really cool. So these films that present history and cultural diversity, and a lot of these films are not always available right away in theaters or for rental. I know that was the case when I was there as well. Is there maybe a favorite film that you saw in Gonzo past that you thought like, oh, this is just so cool, and like I would never have had a chance to see this anywhere else?
There was this, it was a documentary like forever ago, God Loves Uganda, which I've never heard before and I haven't like seen anywhere since, but it basically like changed my mind about like how a lot of stuff works in like foreign countries and like how missionary works like deeper down than like a surface level that we've all probably experienced. So that's probably one of my most memories of Gonzo that like sticks to me and what makes me proud to be the current president.
Awesome. Yeah, that's kind of what I agree with too, is that Gonzo kind of provides a deep dive into issues and events, and sometimes it's just a dive into the strange as well. I mean, I remember seeing this film called The Acid House from like I think the mid-90s, and it was just all about like acid rave culture, things like that, and I was like, well, obviously I'm not on acid, I would never really pursue this, but this is a, you know, a viewpoint of humanity that we would have never experienced otherwise.
Experience it through other people, not quite yourself.
Yeah,
it's a little safer that way.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a safe experience to do it that way. And so the films screen in the Art and Design Building in room 165, brought to you by your student activity fee as well. And that is every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern. So you can join them for that. And I believe it's free for students.
Yes, and for non-students, it only costs $1. So it's, we try to make it really easy for anyone who wants to experience our films to be able to show up.
Absolutely. Okay. Brandon, is there anything else you'd like to add either about Gonzo in general or about the upcoming film?
We could talk about the current film. I know some point during the semester we will decide, because we generally, how we pick our films is we like to do like a mass vote thing where people can submit ideas for films that they want to see on a big screen or they think are culturally relevant, and we'll get together, we'll vote on it. And then if all permits, because unfortunately license issues can be a problem sometimes.
Yes.
But hopefully we'll get all those done.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, I remember that struggle as well with the rights for certain films, and you have the voting sessions. You're like, yeah, this sounds great, and you know this company should have it. And then sometimes things happen along the way. So sometimes there are nice surprises, though, too. Yeah. If one film isn't available, then it's like, well, there's this other cool film that can go in there, too. So definitely always a great experience to check out one of the Gonzo Media films. Again, this Thursday at 9 p.m., you can see Performance, which is also starring Mick Jagger of Rolling Stones fame. From a time where you probably would recognize Mick Jagger more, I think more from the, is it from the 80s?
It was actually from 1970, so okay. Like a relatively young Mick Jagger.
It's like prime Jagger.
Yeah, exactly.
Where he's got moves like Jagger, I'm sure. So, all right, so that's coming up this Thursday at 9 p.m., Art and Design Building, room 165. Brandon, thanks for coming in and talking to us about Gonzo Media.
Anytime. It's been fun.
All right, we'll be right back.